Mike here. Quick note. If you enjoy listening to Elise and I break down episodes and films on this podcast, you should know we have an entirely separate podcast through Patreon. There we break down New York City-based rom-coms like When Harry Met Sally, You've Got Mail, Hitch, Trainwreck, Bros, and many more to come.
I think that we should yell at children more often. Not parents. Parents, be nice to your kids. But the rest of us should sometimes take children out to task a little.
I never yelled at a child, but I did have an arch nemesis who was like 8 years old. Like, hearing you talk about it, I'm like, well, then why would they do all that for just that moment? But then you think about it, and if they didn't, it would look like the movies I made in high school with my friends. We're really, really concerned about the bottom line of Bros.
I really am. I feel like we've already found ways they could have saved money on the budget.
Right.
If they just would have asked us about it.
For $4 a month, you get 3 to 4 episodes monthly covering a rom-com, and we're doing some fun bonus content as well. You can find us on the Patreon app by searching We Couldn't Help But Wonder, or through our website, wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com. Hope you join us there.
Hello, listeners. It sort of feels like this should go without saying, but we are going to be discussing some adult topics in this episode, and there's even going to be some swearing. So hold on to your hats. But seriously, the rest aren't going to be bleeped. Enjoy.
Oh, hey, Elise Castle.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
You know my name.
I do know your name. I really wanted to call you Ricky Lake.
I would have accepted.
Thank you.
All right, so episode 6. Secret sex.
Secret sex. And...
no, it's just secret sex.
No, I was just gonna... I was just starting the sentence with that. So I realized that the intro, they talk about Carrie doing this photo shoot. We finally get to see how that bus photo shoot came to be.
All right, but we have to do the details first.
Okay. Sorry. I got really excited because I like made a revelation.
All right. So this first aired on July 12th, 1998.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You have to do the boring stuff.
Directed by Michael Fields. He's going to do another episode this season. He's in a lot of television. And written by Darren Star. All right. So let's get to what you were talking about.
So was that all the information you had about this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The boring stuff doesn't take that long.
I know, but usually there's more, and you talk about switching hands of the script. So anyway, what happens is we have this intro where Carrie's doing the photo shoot for that picture that we see on the side of the bus that we've seen since episode 1.
2 weeks ago, I had my picture taken.
And I'm like, what's the point of this? What's the point of this? The point of it is that during the photo shoot, she's wearing this dress, and she says, and I got to take the dress home, and that dress becomes a focal point of the episode.
Right. I also just love it because I'd love to know the timeline here.
Right. I was wondering that, too. That's why I was like, why are we doing this now?
So they probably hadn't made the opening... They obviously hadn't made the opening credit sequence before they filmed any episodes.
Okay.
Like, that would have been made later on. So... I'm curious as to whether they did this photo shoot and, like, had footage of it because they knew they were going to then use the picture on the bus for an opening credit sequence.
Yeah, or maybe they wanted, like, Carrie in that dress, and they're like, well, that seems a little bit irrational. Because the dress is referred to as the naked dress.
The naked dress.
Because the straps are... like,
not
see-through,
there.
They're clear,
yeah.
It's her skin tone, it's backless, so it's like a slip-like dress. So I'm wondering if that's it, or if, I don't know, maybe, but either way, that whole first scene was just so we know that her face is on a bus and she has this dress.
Yeah, we've already seen that ad, because we've seen it in the opening credit sequence.
That Samantha refers to as tits on toast.
Miranda refers to it
as
tits on toast.
It's tits on toast, baby, but you make it work.
But she makes it work.
Oh. Okay.
That's okay.
That dress that Miranda refers to as tits on toast.
Yes. So we have a gathering at Carrie's. I think it's interesting and also kind of strange. They've, like, gathered at Carrie's to congratulate her on finally going on a date with Mr. Big.
In lieu of any actual social life of their own, Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte had all stopped by to live vicariously through my first official date with Mr. Big.
It's interesting to me. They, like, pop this bottle of Vouv, and...
right.
I don't know. It's I would never... I guess, though, too, this is before group texting.
Yeah,
I
was sure. So everyone
too.
Got together
everyone
to, like,
got
send
together,
her off.
Because I was thinking, like, okay, if I was having, like, this big date with someone that I had been, you know, bumbling with or something, like, texting back and forth, like, my friends and I wouldn't sit around. We would just probably on a group chat send
But then
some
how in group chat
memes.
Would you manage to break out those giant cookies.
I don't know. And I was really wanting one of those.
Those cookies were so huge, and all I could think of was bridesmaids.
Did you really think that this group of women was going to finish that cookie?
Yeah, so Miranda calls it tits on toast, but you make it work. And I think that's funny because it's also sort of apt. I think that there are people who can wear things.
Oh, of course.
That other people could not wear.
Absolutely. I mean, I could not wear that. Also, they have this comment about...
But isn't delayed gratification the definition of maturity?
Is Carrie going to have sex on this date?
Yeah, and we talk about the rules. And I feel like the rules were a big thing at one point. People really did talk about the rules.
And like first base, second base.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the rules.
Yeah, there was a book called The Rules.
Oh.
That was trying to explain to single women how you, like, get a guy. And one of the rules, I think, was...
Do you have a copy of this anywhere?
I do. I'm single. I did not know any of the rules.
We need to read the rules.
That's been my problem this whole time. And one of them, I think, was waiting until a certain amount of dates to have sex. And I want to say it was maybe the third date.
Okay.
Though she refers to it as the fifth date now.
Because the number of dates that you wait to have sex with a man is directly proportional to your age.
I feel it's almost the opposite.
So, Mike, at this point, add another 2 years on your date. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And then she leaves because he buzzes to say, like, I'm here. And I'm thinking, so the girls are just going to stay at Carrie's house?
I had the same thought. I mean, they can't leave right away. That would be weird if they all walked out at the same time. But I do wonder if they're going to, like, stay there and finish their voove.
But they've been friends for so long. I do have friends. Like, two of my best friends who are married... I often, like, will stay over at their house, and they leave, and I'm just, you know, they don't expect me to leave if they have to leave early in the morning, and I'm sure if I want it, I've stayed there while they've gotten their groceries delivered.
Certainly have friends that could stay at my place. It is funny, Carrie does talk to the camera on her way out to see Big, so we have another Carrie talks to the camera moment. Do we ever have an interview on the street moment?
We do not.
We do not.
Those are done.
Maybe.
Oh.
But we did not have one in this episode.
We don't have one. And then,
so we're not sticking... Speaking of the rules, we are not following the rules of the original setup of the show. We are kind of playing with that now.
Seeing if it works. And Big says to her...
Interesting dress.
Meaning?
Interesting dress.
So before we go on any further, I then had this moment when I was watching it. They keep talking about first date. This is her first official date. But I feel like we have to bend the rules a little bit because really... Yes, it's their first official date. But it's not like you or I meeting someone and then going on a first date.
Right.
This would be like maybe going on a date with someone you've worked with or something like that.
They've had a bit of interaction at this point.
Yeah.
Because, spoiler alert, they then sleep with each other.
Right. And in the back of the car, he's like, which he has a driver, I'm assuming? Or he's paid for a black car.
Yeah, we are going to establish that Big does not take cabs.
Okay.
I feel like we've seen him in a cab before this.
Right, he had to take a cab to Club Chaos. He had to...
No, I think he was in a car. Remember, he had a driver and they, like, zoomed away.
Well, there's a driver in a cab, too.
Yeah, it was a black car.
Okay.
Anyways, Big does not like cabs. Big has a car and a driver.
Yeah, so they do... He says, I can control myself. And then Carrie makes the first move. Or the move, kind of. And then they end up sleeping together.
She says that she will not be the first to talk.
And if he never calls me again, I'll always think of him fondly. As an asshole.
But then she is the first one to talk.
And they're laying on the floor. So they've somehow ended up on the floor. I noticed that also in the 90s, I guess, there wasn't as much of a need for... men grooming their body hair, like it wasn't as big of a deal then. I just noticed that, which I think is fine. I don't think anyone should have to, like, ladies, like, shouldn't have to shave their pits or their legs if they don't want to. But Big has, like, hairy nips.
Yeah.
And I just noticed that because I was like, oh, it's nice to see, like...
Big doesn't strike me as a guy that would do a whole lot of...
No, but I think that's great. I think that it's great that we have just, like, normal expectations. But then Big can be an a-hole, too. So never mind, Big. And he says, wanna get Szechuan?
Which I do now.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for bringing it up, Big.
Had Mr. Big discovered my weakness for great sex and greasy Chinese? Or was going out to dinner simply a diversionary tactic to keep me from spending the night?
And to complicate the matters, Carrie runs into a friend of hers.
Her old friend, Mike. So she goes over and says hi to Mike.
Yes, Mike Singer is the character's name in the show, though IMDb does not give him a last name. He's played by a man named Michael Port, which I only bring that up for a point I'll make in just a minute.
Okay. Well, Carrie's old friend Mike is there, and he's hitting on Carrie, I think, at this moment, like right in front of the woman that he's with.
I don't think he's hitting on her so much as he's trying to, like, distract from having to introduce this
well,
other woman.
Well, now I realize that. At the moment, I thought he was just hitting on her. This other woman who is in, like, a kindergarten teacher outfit. So I just immediately assumed that wasn't his girlfriend because...
Right. We also do have an instance of not saying Mr. Big's name.
Right.
We're going to somehow make this work for another 90 episodes.
Right. And I started to get the hang of it there because the guy's like, oh, are you
here?
She's
like, I'm with him.
And she just kind of nods.
Yeah.
I'm nodding for those of you who can't see. I'm doing
for those
Jesus.
For those
for all of
you.
Of you who can't see this. For those of you who haven't subscribed to our visual podcast,
We meet Libby Bialik.
Yes, Libby Bialik, but we don't know that yet.
Because we don't know that yet.
We haven't gotten her name or the fact that she is something more than a kindergarten teacher.
Right. So what happens next?
Miranda.
Miranda's in the gym.
Mm-hmm. And she kicks Ted Baker in the head.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I would be actually terrified to do that because I would definitely kick someone in the head.
Right. Not the designer, Ted Baker.
No. Just a gentleman, Ted
Baker.
The
English fashion designer.
Played by a man named David Aaron Baker, who is just referred to as David also on IMDb. I'm just saying, I think it's funny that, like, Mike is played by a Mike and a Mr. Baker is played by a Mr. Baker.
Well, maybe when they were thinking of last names for the character, I don't know. Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, anyway.
Or maybe
all.
He changed his name after this episode because it changed his life. But he also has an apartment overlooking the Natural History Museum. What I'm noticing about Sex and the City is they love to tell you someone's name and then describe the type of real estate they have.
You know what, though? I find that to be so New York. When I lived in Atlanta, everyone wanted to know what kind of car you drove.
In New York, it is perfectly acceptable within meeting someone for an hour to ask them how much they pay in
Absolutely.
Rent.
What neighbor do you in and how much do you pay in rent?
Yeah.
Like, it is just a normal topic of conversation.
It's just what people know. Like, I would say 80% of my friends know how much money my rent is.
Yeah. So we have, what's the conversation with Miranda that we have?
She kicks him in the head and she walks him to his apartment.
I wish there was something I could do.
Well, you can buy me dinner sometime and a CAT scan.
Which I find is nice because we're finally seeing for once. She's not just like, sorry, dude, and walks off. Like, she's really feeling bad. And then he's like, no, really, can I call you? And she kisses him on the head as like an apology. And she says, yeah, sure. And then I'm like, where's Skipper?
Oh, yeah? I didn't even think of... Oh, poor Skipper.
And then it hit me.
See how bad? I'm terrible too.
Well,
I didn't even think about Skipper.
Skipper is my spirit animal of the series. And I'm just wondering, is this the end? Don't tell me.
I won't.
You know, but at this moment I'm thinking, well, you know, they're not official.
Right.
They're dating, so maybe she's just opening her options. I was just like, what about Skipper? So now we find out Carrie and Mike are shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond for
new sheets.
Which
I'm glad you brought up because that's going to be a point that I'm going to bring up later. So we're at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're laying on the demo bed, which pisses me off because those are not meant to be, like, laid upon.
So he refers to her as...
She's not someone I date openly.
That right. makes me so sad.
Well, before that, though, Mike had just been dumped. And he's cheese shopping.
Well, yeah,
let's find out where they meet.
Yeah, they meet at the store that he and his girlfriend used to go shopping at. And to forget her, he's gone shopping at the same store, which I don't really get that logic, first of all.
And so Libby is the proper term a cheesemonger?
I believe it is.
Okay.
And that would be an amazing job.
Yeah, Libby is a cheesemonger. She offers him some sheep's milk cheese from the Alps.
Care to try some made sheep's milk cheese from the Tyrolean Alps?
This kind of grossed me out. I don't
oh,
know
really?
Why. Yeah.
Oh, please, offer me some cheese.
And then at first he's kind of intrigued, and I'm wondering, is it the cheese or Libby? I don't like him. He's like, she's not beautiful and we don't have a lot in common.
Yeah, and then I will also Carrie's like, is he just being shallow or honest? And I'm like, the two aren't mutually exclusive.
No.
You can be honestly shallow.
Right, and he obviously isn't showing her to his friends.
It's just mean, and it makes me
mean.
Sad.
And he's like, most of her friends are in Derry. Which, in New York City, like, there's not a ton of, like...
I think that's just a joke.
I know, but, like, that's just, like... I don't know. And I wanted to, and maybe you did. Did you find out who the actress is?
That is her only IMDb credit. I did see her on Twitter.
Okay.
So maybe we should try to befriend her on Twitter.
Yeah. Because I'm sorry. Don't let anyone bring you down. You are beautiful.
She is.
She is beautiful. And I was very angry at a lot of things at this moment. I was angry at Mike for saying these things. And I'm an actor, so I get it. And I've auditioned for a lot of things that are like, you know, average looking or not the hottest.
It's what in television passes for.
Right. And I get it. And I understand that these things happen. And she probably was just like, sweet, I'm on Sex and the City.
Right.
But I, of course, you know, is the cancer in me was sitting there. Astrological.
Yeah, her name is Heather Barclay, and I looked her up. And I wonder if she's... The funny thing about it, I feel like I'm going to say this, and then I probably should have looked this up. I feel like I've seen her in something else. Maybe she's a stage actress?
Right.
We'll check that out.
We'll check that out. But Heather, you're beautiful. You deserve better than Mike.
You deserve better than Mike. That is definitely true. So then we get to the question.
How many of us out there are having great sex with people we're ashamed to introduce to our friends?
Now, once again, I just think that is... We ourselves have not been swearing on this show, but that is a fucking depressing question.
We're going to have to add the little red E now to our...
I guess so. I just think that's so depressing. Yeah. And I want to say that that has never applied to me.
Yeah, I want to say that absolutely not. I mean, that's just not my person.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Also, we need to talk about Samantha talking about how she's had lots of sex. She isn't ashamed of...
Fine, it just proves that I'm not ashamed of anyone who I've slept with.
One of which is in high school?
I did write that down. One of them was in high... He could theoretically be 18 and in high school.
Ugh!
Also, before that happens, this is an example of me noticing really weird things that don't mean anything. But there is a picture behind SJP of a naked kid. That's all. Go back and watch that scene. But I want to know if it's like...
It's probably someone who works on the show.
I'm sure
like
that
a family photo that they were like, oh, I'm going to do something cute for my family.
Right. I'm sure that's what it is.
And
but
you
I
just
did...
made it uncomfortable.
I don't mean it in an uncomfortable way. I just mean it as in like she doesn't have children. Anyway, that's all.
Yeah.
Go back and notice that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like who? Maybe it's like a nephew or a niece.
Maybe.
You know. Yeah,
there's a really dumb... I'm not one of those people that likes to be picky about continuity.
Okay.
But there's a really dumb continuity where they've put the poster up on the wall and they back up and look at it and one corner is not pinned down anymore.
I noticed that, actually.
And it's so... I mean, once again, I hate being picky about things like that, but that... Fix that.
Yeah, and I thought, it's gonna fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then we have Charlotte.
And this is us getting into the fact that Charlotte once had... a sexual relationship with a man that she could not talk about.
Did Charlotte ever tell you about the rabbi?
He was not a rabbi.
No, he was Hasidic.
Yes, he was a Hasidic folk artist from Brooklyn.
And then I had this moment where, if you remember the last episode, I was very angry over Charlotte's experience with Neville because I thought that that wasn't her personality. But I wrote down for this, maybe Charlotte loses... all of her inhibitions when she is amongst artists.
Yeah, maybe it's an artist thing.
Maybe it is an artist thing. So Charlotte, you know what? Maybe you were not being taken advantage of. I don't know.
I actually really love the art that she looks at in his loft. There's like one that's like a lot of red and black in the background that I love. The one that he shows her, he refers to as the exuberance of youth.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what that painting has to do with the exuberance of youth, but that's what he calls it. And then they do the deed.
Right. And I think with Charlotte, though, the interesting thing about this is that with a lot of these other relationships, the person doing it doesn't want to tell their friends because the person isn't good enough. But with this, it has nothing to do with that.
I mean, I couldn't really date him, and he couldn't date me.
And now we get to a moment that, like, I could talk about forever. We've actually had this conversation.
Okay.
Where Charlotte says...
Now you cannot put this in your column.
Right.
And this is just a thing that we even had this conversation... You're not even changing their names. She writes a column about all of her friends.
Right.
Personal sexual exploits. And none of them seem to have a problem with it.
No.
Anyway. That's a much bigger conversation.
Yeah.
It's something that I've always wondered about. How, like, she feels okay writing these incredibly personal things about her friends.
I mean, my mother does that on the phone with me sometimes because, you know, I'm... I'm in the comedy world, and she will often say when she does something, she'll be like, Lisa, you cannot make this a Facebook status. Do not put that picture of me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, so she knows. But then I think secretly she wants to be, like, have the relationship with me that Kathy Griffin has with her mom. You know?
Got it.
Like, there's another question that comes about, which is, was secret sex the ultimate form of intimacy?
Yeah, no, no.
What? I mean, is that because it's like maybe what we, like, the heart wants what it, like, the heart really wants this thing? I don't know.
I'm going to say no.
And then at this point, Carrie's phone rings where another, you know, 2017 thing. She didn't have caller ID on that cordless.
Right.
But if she had it, would she have answered that phone? Because we've established now that Big hasn't called her since their date.
Right. She refers to him as the man
whose name I wanted to shout from the rooftops.
But she can't because she can't say his name.
Right. And then at that moment, I started thinking, like, what is his name? And I'm guessing, I don't know if we ever find out his name.
Don't dig too deep into that.
I don't know, but I want to say I've decided his name is Robert.
Okay.
So, I don't
know. We have... Now, I sort of want to get annoyed with Carrie in this moment when they run into an acquaintance of Biggs, mm-hmm. and the introductions are super awkward, but I've been this person who doesn't take the hint that my friend can't think of the person's name.
My friend and I have a secret code. When he can't remember someone's name, which he never can, he introduces me first.
Right.
And
but that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely been out with friends where I've been like, why didn't you introduce me? Like, I cannot think of his name. I'm like, oh, that's because it's my job to be like, oh, and I'm Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so in my mind, I think, Carrie, why don't you just say my name is Carrie? But right. I've totally been that person who's, like, thought that they were not being introduced for a reason.
Right.
So he doesn't know his name.
No, and I wrote down, ooh, he doesn't introduce her to the ski guy, because they talk about skiing.
Right.
Because I remembered back when they were at the restaurant, and Mike didn't introduce his girlfriend to Carrie. So I thought, oh, Carrie's now in the same place as Cheese Woman. Yeah,
they've definitely set you up to think that, which is, that's good. That's well mm-hmm. done.
Then they go to Feng Hua.
Scene of our post-coital dinner.
And so, yeah, having that moment of where she begins to sink in that she might be that person to Big that Libby is to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And she is unsettled. So Miranda and Ted
have a moment in his apartment. His bedroom's not very nice, but it's fine. Yeah. I mean, it's just like an open space. He has a huge apartment, but I was just kind of like a bachelor pad.
Yeah.
And then he leaves to go to work. There's a lot of like, I don't know. I was like, oh, this. You've been on one date and
really
a kick in
intimate,
the head.
I will say that is very intimate.
And you're just going to leave her in your apartment.
Because of course she does what you would say that you would never do.
Which is goes through all of his
stuff. Ransacks his apartment.
And she finds the VHS. She
finds the big VHS
tape. I mean, it's
tape.
Big. It's like, remember those videos that weren't in just the cardboard sleeve, but they had like the plastic sleeve that you would. Oh, it was a lot of Disney videos were like this.
Yeah,
which this is definitely not
just
a Disney.
Just Disney and porn.
And it was like you would open it, and it was right. Or library. Like if you got a video from the library, so it's called Spanked.
Called Spanked, and she has the video is what you would think it is. I'm assuming you've already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And she has that moment of like, well, this is what he's into, and I kind of want to be like. That doesn't necessarily
mean.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you bought a gift for a friend, like a gag gift even?
And even if this is an interest he has, it doesn't mean that's
all
that
he wants.
Right.
It's like spanking.
So it does. It
is, however, though, the only porn
it is the
she
only.
Found.
You wouldn't want to buy a couple more to
yeah,
like
Yeah, she found like
that.
Family travel pictures and spanked.
And spanked.
So maybe it is the only thing you said to.
So then we cut to drinking on Fifth Avenue.
The bus party. Which is very non-PETA friendly. They are all
very non-PETA friendly. Also very non like law abiding. Is it okay to drink on Fifth Avenue if you're drinking Vouv? Is that what we're...
There's been so many events that I see people, I mean, engagement parties in Central Park and things like that. And
sure.
I feel like...
Charlotte has a lot of glasses too, though. I also just thought about like the transporting of all that stuff.
Yeah. I once brought, this is like, you know, I guess I don't know if this was legal, but we once had an engagement party for friends, and I brought the boozy lemonade, and it was in a public place, and it was very hard to transport that much boozy lemonade.
Citizen's arrest.
Citizen's arrest. I'm not telling you where, when, or how it happened, but there was a lot of it, and it was heavy.
And we have Judgy Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Judgy Charlotte.
Super Judgy Charlotte.
Oh, I told you, you shouldn't have... No, never mind.
What, he's not here because I slept with him on the first date?
Basically, yes. When you sleep with a man on the first date, the relationship will never be anything more than just sex.
Where she's just disappointed in Carrie and is certain that the reason why Big didn't come to see a bus go by is because they slept on the first date.
Yeah, and it's like, Charlotte, you're doing lots of things, but you're saying they're in the name of art, whatever. So yeah, and then Mike shows up.
And then the first bus comes by with Bed Bath & Beyond.
Are they sponsoring
That's this? What I was wondering. That's why I was glad you brought it up. I just think it's funny we have two appearances.
Of Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, so Bed Bath & Beyond was either a sponsor, or they paid to use Bed Bath & Beyond, and they were going to get their money's worth.
I don't know. I remember also in Will and Grace, they had a whole episode about Bed Bath & Beyond. So maybe Bed Bath & Beyond just, like, loves to get on TV.
Maybe. I guess so.
I do love a Bed Bath & Beyond. Stack those coupons.
Okay.
You can use... They're not going to tell you this, but I think you can use them even if they're expired. You can use as many as you want.
I don't...
My mom taught me that.
All right. I have my friend Carolee's really good. She's literally, like, gotten money back after shopping.
Yeah, couponing.
Yeah.
There's no other rush. Also, so then the bus does go by with Carrie's face on it, and there's like in her mouth.
Right.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. Don't worry. I mean, nobody in New York notices a bus until it's about to hit them.
That's right.
Which I have a few thoughts on. We didn't talk about the fact that Mike already arrive to say that Libby broke it off?
She told me she met somebody else who doesn't have my problems with intimacy.
All right, good for you. Yeah. Good for you, Libs.
Good way to stand up for yourself.
You can do better.
You can do better. And then the bus comes by, and yes, there is a penis on Carrie's face. I have a few thoughts on this. One, that's so dumb. Stop drawing penis. Like, what is people's fascination with drawing penises on things? Like, it's so weird to me that, guys, you know what would be hilarious? I'm going to draw a penis on this. Like, you just invented drawing a penis on something.
But let's just start drawing vaginas on things.
Sure, at least that's something different. And then also, I do know someone that was on a poster and was very excited when the penis was drawn.
I wrote down.
Face.
I hope that if I'm ever on a bus, it gets
that it is
graffiti.
Like a badge of honor. That if when you get like the graffiti on you, then you've really made
another one of my best friends is currently in a show, and he has posters all over the subways for it. And
should I look? Oh yeah.
And I have seen them graffitied, and he Instagrams them, and I think he's very proud of it.
Should I look at our 1-star rating as a penis on our poster?
Yeah, just look, right. Everyone in life, here's a good message we're going to take away from today's podcast. Anything bad that happens to you, just look at it as a dick on the poster. You know, like, anything that happens.
Listen, if we ever do merch and we have a t-shirt,
it's going to be like our podcast logo with like a penis on it.
Yeah, and it's just going to say, when life gets you down,
it's just another dick on the poster. Also, I'm using this word freely because this episode already has the red E. So I'm just getting them all.
Got it. All right. So then we have...
Also, I wrote down in huge letters, where is Skipper? I think this was when I realized...
Oh,
like,
this is when it clicked that Skipper was not around. Yeah. Maybe he's working on computer stuff.
Getting that phone fixed. Right. That big phone.
So Miranda goes out to dinner. They leave the dinner. They're having a great time. Everything's wonderful.
And then she says it.
I guess I've just been waiting all this time for good kicking ahead.
And here I thought that all you really wanted was a good spanking.
And I struggle with this moment because I feel like in this moment she's trying to be open and trying to be understanding and trying to say, hey, we could make this work.
Yeah, but also he didn't let her into that part of his life. She just opened all of his drawers.
It does reveal that she went through his things. Yeah. Also. So even if it's not him being embarrassed about it, it is him being like, oh, I left and you went through my stuff.
Maybe. I mean, there's a couple things that could have happened here. Like, yes, either he's having that moment where he's thinking like, wait, not only did this girl find out this like intimate thing that I wasn't ready to share with her, but she also went through my intimate things that I wasn't planning on sharing with her.
This girl's crazy.
So this is the first time that I feel like I actually now I'm seeing this more from his point of view. Because then he never calls again.
Right.
And Miranda has the moment where she kind of throws her arms up.
Yeah, like, he's probably also wrong? Like called the cops right. and been like, can you make Changed sure there's no locks. Cameras in right. my apartment that I don't know about?
So
Carrie
is now
drunk,
sloshy on Vogue.
Very late that night, fueled by a massive quantity of champagne, I decided to say goodbye to Mr. Big.
Pushes right past him to pour some of his Finlandia vodka into a martini glass.
Yeah, and that's not even that good of stuff, is it?
I don't want to insult any vodka.
Okay.
But I don't think so.
You don't want to hurt someone that's so close to you.
It's been there for me through so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's funny that it's Finlandia. I think it's funny that she then pours the room temperature Finlandia into a martini glass as though that's all it takes.
I actually, in this moment, thought Carrie needs a non-martini glass. That's what I wrote. Like, she just, for someone, she needs something that's, like, a little more sturdy. Yeah, she needs a sippy cup, actually, would be probably the best.
And it's still funny. It is that joke that's been done, like, a billion times now, where, like, you fling the martini and the vodka comes out. But it's still funny. She does a good job. Her physical humor is on point.
Good job, SJP.
Good job, SJP.
Yeah, and they both have very messy hair.
Well, he was probably just sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And she just...
She's a mess.
She's just a mess.
At this moment.
And she has a line that she said where Mr. Big is kind of like starting to get like, you're being crazy. And mm-hmm. where she says...
No, this is not me. This is me reacting to your perception of me.
And I, on one hand, love that line. It's kind of amazing. And on the other hand, nope, this is you. Like when someone says like, well, I'm not like this. I'm just acting like this because you're acting like this. I'm always like, no, you're like...
You're acting like this because I'm acting like this.
Or even if I am acting like this, you reacting to me acting like this is you act like that's still you. That's still your personality.
And also, aren't you like your most honest self when you're drunk or something? Or they say like you're very honest or truth.
Yeah, probably. Well, she's probably being truthful in what she's saying. And she is kind of calling him out, which I actually appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I won't say the next thing.
Okay.
I feel like their big problem is that they don't. And you don't want to have the conversation. I'm not saying that they need to be like, what's going on here? But there is a certain amount of like, let's say like, what's going on? Like, are we dating? Are mm-hmm. we not dating? And Carrie kind of spells it out of like, this is how I'm feeling.
Right. You've done all these things. You've taken me to the place that people take.
Right.
People
he of course has all of the right perfect answers. I'm like, of Ugh. Course, you know exactly what to say. You haven't done anything wrong.
No.
I also, and she talks about how, as this is revealed that he hasn't done anything wrong or whatever, maybe that she talks about.
I should have been jumping for joy, but I only felt a hard knot of fear.
What is she afraid of?
That may be the next line.
So you and me, then maybe this is for real?
Could be.
Not terribly committal.
No.
But could be.
Could be.
And there we have it. Big and Carrie.
A beautiful beginning. Sponsored by Finlandia Vodka.
So what do you think?
I mean, I think they're, once again, painting a really good picture of what this relationship is going to look like. And, you know, she's going to get worked up and he's going to have the right answers. Who knows? I'm just holding out for Skipper.
Okay.
I hope he comes back.
Should I tell you when and if he actually has a final episode? Or would you rather just, like, seasons from now?
Don't tell me how
now?
It ends.
Okay. I'm not saying he ever leaves. But if he does, you don't want me to alert you and say, like... That was our last appearance by Skipper.
No, because okay. I'm still holding on to the fact
Hold
that
on
I am
for
a Skipper.
Hope forever. Okay.
You know, because, I mean, in this episode, who would I have identified with? Definitely not Samantha. She's done some sick stuff. Charlotte, probably not, because I'm not really into art. Miranda, no, because I'm not that nosy. And I also, like, would feel uncomfortable in someone else's home. I think I identify with Libby.
Oh, all right. You're always rooting for the underdog.
Libby, you're not an underdog. Don't listen to Mike.
Libby, we love you.
It's really about the cheese for me.
Oh, see that you got me there.
I'm a dairy queen.
Me too. And on that note,
boop, 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 boop.
Goodbye.
Boop, boop.
Goodbye. Boop, boop. Don't sing this song. Boop, 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 boop. This joke's never going to get old, no, ever.
Well, it will to everyone else, but I still am going to think I'm great.
All right, bye.
Bye.
As always, stay tuned after the credits for some extra clips.
You can subscribe to our new Patreon-only podcast, We Couldn't Help But Wonder, Still Wondering, right now! For more information, like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at We Couldn't Help But Wonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBW Podcast. And don't forget to check out my new podcast with Vanya Arslanian, Mike and Vanya Can't Not. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. We would love if you would share this podcast with someone, put up a link or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review there. Most importantly, take care of yourself and let's take care of each other.
Join us next week for The Monogamist.
Do you think Michael Fields is the son of Mrs. Fields?
I bet he wishes.
Free cookies.
All of the macadamia white chocolate chip cookies. I don't even like white chocolate.
But you like those.
Oh, don't send them or anything. Not, we have like fans just sending us gifts all the time.
Mike has a gluten allergy.
It's not an allergy, it's an intolerance. I'm definitely cutting that out because I sound ridiculous.
That particular dress, I could not wear. That dress is something that I would wear, like, as shapewear, maybe under a slip, under a dress.
Right. Whereas you, however, can look terrific in a sailor shirt with a high-waisted pant.
Yes, that is my sense of style. Just Google, like, 1977 Bette Midler at the Continental Baths. And that is just me on a Tuesday.
I love it. Okay.
Those are showpieces for the linens.
Got it. I have towels in my bathroom that are the same thing.
But you're not supposed to use them?
No, they're decorative.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Okay. How many of us are having great sex with people we are ashamed to introduce to our friends? I feel like my Carrie inflection is getting really good. You and me, maybe this is for real, but it's more like you and me, maybe this is for real.